This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Football fans, I'm sure we all love an action-packed, high-scoring NFL game, but the latest no-brainer from DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once single points are scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet $1 on any team to score and win $100 in free bets. If they score, you score with promo code FANRUN in all caps this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
You did?
No. Zero part of me did.
Zero?
This is the sickest
thumbs second. Up, thumbs down. Any part of you, thumbs up from Ben Lee. Parker? Quick thumbs up from Parker.
You people are sick and disgusting.
On 1340 WKGN.
There wasn't a little part of you that wanted to see, like, you know, just get stuck a little bit.
Stabbed by a horn. No. No part of me wanted to see that.
Hour 2 kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. Hour 2 headlines. What do you got for us, Draven?
Man, so much sports to get to. Such a crazy weekend. But I got to start with probably the biggest headline coming out of the weekend, John.
What is it?
The shortage on chicken tenders. The hell's going on here?
I walked around Dollywood for 20 minutes yesterday looking for looking for chicken tenders. Couldn't find them.
So this is real?
Well, I just don't know if it's like they actually ever have them on the menu, but I couldn't find them anywhere yesterday.
Chicken tenders, apparently a shortage, global shortage going around.
So we don't have enough chickens? Like, is that what's happening? Like, it's just, I mean, I feel like chicken farms shouldn't really be affected by the COVID and stuff, right? I mean, like.
You wouldn't think. And also, it's like, why wouldn't this happen earlier if it was due to the pandemic, right?
I don't know.
You think it'd be a little bit earlier, but yeah, apparently chicken tender shortage could be a problem coming up here throughout the rest of the year.
Go stockpile.
You guys big chicken tenders, guys? Is this going to be a big hit on the diet?
Who the hell isn't big chicken tender guys?
Yeah. Well, there's always tenders. The narrative, oh, you get chicken tenders at a restaurant, you're lame.
From me.
Yeah, but so that's an overblown narrative.
Anyone ever tells me that, I'll just laugh at them and say, what?
Yeah, but like, so I'm enjoying food here. Like,
who the hell doesn't like chicken tenders? Anyways, I hope there's not a shortage. I love chicken
tenders. Shortage of chicken tenders is due to the fact they require more processing and packaging.
Oh, okay.
Costs a little bit more money.
All right, well.
The price I'm willing to pay.
It has increased from $3.02 to $3.99. Wow.
Oh, no, these poor giant companies.
How about that? That adds up, though, man.
Yeah, I'm sure it does when they charge.
It's passed off to us.
Yeah.
Anyways, whatever.
Either way. Your boy Julio Jones just got activated off IR. Ready to go for next week.
Yep, looks like his 3-week stint on the IR is over. That doesn't necessarily mean he'll play against the Jaguars, but hopefully, like, he's healed and ready to go against the Jaguars. It's time for the Titans to make their run. They could come out of tonight as the one seed and control their own destiny. I believe the math on 538 and their projections, the Titans with a Bills win tonight have a 30% chance of getting the one seed. And with a Patriots win, that goes down to, I believe, 20%. 20% to get the one seed. So a pretty big game tonight.
Surprised it's not higher with a Bills win.
Well, if the Bills win, then there's going to be a log jam at 8-4. So, like, I mean, the Titans
have a tiebreaker over the Bills
sure,
and the Chiefs, though.
And the Chiefs, yes, I understand that. But, like, it's those teams are both playing better football right now, and it's going to be hard for the Titans to, like, keep pace with them down the stretch, I would say.
And the Dolphins look better, I guess, and the 49ers.
Dolphins and 49ers, those games were supposed to be easy, like, 4 weeks ago. Now both those games are going to be a dogfight, I would say. Pittsburgh's probably going to be a dogfight as well. So you got those three games plus, I mean, the Texans and Jaguars that you theoretically should win.
Kittle's a monster.
I'm happy to see my boy back. He's my favorite player that isn't a Titan. I'm happy to see him back thriving. But my God, Jimmy Garoppolo is still terrible. He still has some good throws. That last drive, he made a couple good throws, but man, just the interceptions he was throwing in the third quarter. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You tell they're missing Debo in the red zone for sure.
Yeah, Debo's a beast. Like that's why I didn't want to pick them on my, you know, my NFL picks, just because
that's a tough pick. Yeah.
Debo, like, just to me is so important to them.
Yep.
Anyways, any other headlines, Draven?
Yeah, we'll go back to college football. We had some other kind of just big moves, big names. Lane Kiffin got his contract extension pretty much right when the SEC championship game ended, it seemed like. Right when it ended, the announcement came out.
Well, it pretty much came out around the same time that the Mario Cristobal reports officially came out. Like, you knew that, like, he wasn't going anywhere. I guess Ole Miss.
I'm shocked by this, by the way. I'm really shocked Kiffin's staying put.
I just think we just kind of underrated, like, how untouchable, I guess, he is. That schools don't really want to let him be the face of their program.
As desperate as they, I mean, these schools throwing money everywhere. You think as desperate as they were getting it, you think they wouldn't care about a little.
I mean, of the coaches who got hired at these spots, I mean, how many will you comfortably say Kiffin is better than? I mean, Venables is, we don't know, but I mean, he has ties to Oklahoma. He coached there.
I thought, yeah, we'll see.
But if I'm Kiffin, I don't know if I'm jumping at Oklahoma. I mean, I guess you would, but like, if I'm him, I'd rather make $7 million at Ole Miss than $7 million at Oklahoma.
Probably rather have Kiffin than Napier, wouldn't you?
Florida, not at Florida. Florida said like that's the guy they wanted.
Did you see his press conference, by the way? His opening press conference? Mm-mm. It wasn't great.
I think this.
He pretty much was like, yeah, we're probably not going to recruit too well the first couple years. And
that's weird because the thing I read is that basically that's how Florida got him, and that's why he didn't go to Auburn. That's why he didn't go to South Carolina, is that like he got in these job interviews last year and was like, I want to have basically unlimited resources to recruit. Like, I want to be able to build a recruiting staff like these other schools have at Alabama and Georgia, because, like, I've been in Alabama. I know what it's like. I know, like, how many, like, support personnel people you have to have. And Florida's like, okay, we'll give it to you. We've been saving money on Dan Mullen's recruiting staff, so we'll give it to you. So what I saw that he said, and maybe I mistook just the text of it, was him basically like, don't evaluate us by, you know, numbers of stars.
Saw that too.
Basically, like, we're going to get the guys we like, and we're going to get the guys we want. Like, that's kind
he's
of
a whole evaluation process,
sure.
Which
that can
like
be
the
a
sound
red
of
flag.
That
sure,
either. I was going to say I don't like the sound.
That's
of that
red flag
either.
To me.
Yeah, I mean, if he's going all three stars, it's going to be hard to like believe him. But I mean, if he gets, well, I want to see what he does first, because I don't view him as a lazy recruiter. I don't view him as a guy that's like going to go there and be like Dan Mullen. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
Hope so.
But yeah, I mean, maybe you could say like Billy Napier, worse than Kiffin, and Florida should have hired him. But like, I don't know. They seem to be really high on him.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's not better than Lincoln Riley. He's not better than Mario Cristobal from Miami.
Kelly.
He's not better than Brian Kelly. So like, I am surprised, but I'm also not. And like, if I'm him, I'm not listening to Virginia Tech anyways.
Like, it kind of feels like this is it for him too. Like, these, I mean, all these positions, like, this is the time to get hired, man.
Or the
you
NFL.
Have everybody poaching other coaches. I just
or the NFL.
Which
or you
is
wait.
Maybe still possible.
Sure,
still you, a window there.
Or maybe you wait a couple of years and you take the Auburn job.
Yep.
That's the thing about the SEC. There'll be jobs that come open.
Jay Norvell over
tying at Ole Miss. If that's what you're
saying. No, I don't doubt that as well. Still, again, a little surprising. Nevada's Jay Norvell, seems weird that he's going.
How crazy is it that Ole Miss is paying $7 million for a coach, though?
Yeah. 7.5.
Yeah.
7.5.
A lot of incentives.
Florida's paying Billy Napier over $7 million a year. It's just the
cash machine go burr.
We got to quit pretending like we were broke, I guess. So that's kind of funny. So, anyways, back to Jay Norvell.
From Nevada to Colorado State, is this not just a weird move when we talk about these coaching, the coaching carousel is probably a. Not a huge name, but, yeah, it just seems weird. Norvell was tied to the Oklahoma job, a name that was kind of popping up, and he goes from Nevada to, again, Colorado State, which just seems like a pretty weird move.
Yeah, I don't know much.
I don't know.
I'm sure both in the Mountain West.
Yeah. And, obviously, Nevada's a much better program. I guess he just wanted to build up another program by himself. I'm not.
Is Nevada a better program? Like, I don't know. I thought Colorado State was, like, has had moments or flashes, but I don't.
Nevada has too, but it's been a while.
Yeah,
really, Nevada had Kaepernick. They had a good little run with Kaepernick.
So it's been a while.
It was a decade ago, though, wasn't it?
I mean, it's a long time.
Yeah,
he's got a potential first round quarterback on the roster.
Yeah. Charlie said like they just didn't give him the commitment to, you know, improving the football program, and that Colorado State's more willing to throw money around and actually like try to be a good football school.
That makes
so
sense.
If you're him, you got to go somewhere where you can actually build something. I don't know.
I guess so. How about the just unbelievable play, the unbelievable smart move by Quinn Ewers? I mean, you got to see that he is transferring from Ohio State after basically going up there. Obviously, he transferred from Texas. He wanted to get his NIL deal, transferred to Ohio State.
He didn't transfer. He just graduated high school.
Well, yeah. Reclassified, whatever. Then got the check, Now he's looking like he's going to go back to Texas as he entered the transfer portal over the weekend. And the top two schools, I believe, was Texas and Texas Tech was on the list. Maybe I think Texas A&M on there. I think they were on there as well, but saw the top two was Tech and Texas.
Saw some message board rumors that basically they think he's going to Texas Tech. It was somebody who's like weed dealer had said that like he's coming back to Texas Tech.
And he did visit Texas Tech yesterday.
And had some wide receiver transferring with him is what somebody's weed dealer had said.
Which is surprising he'd want to go to Tech because they just hire a new coach? And they got, I believe they got Western Kentucky's offensive coordinator.
I mean, that's Kentucky's offense looked pretty good, I think. So, like, maybe he thinks they can go there and just air raid it up.
Which Kentucky's offense coordinator is Tyson Hilton, isn't it?
He's their head coach.
He's their head coach.
So, okay. I mean, he might be recalling the offense, too. But, I mean, I don't know. Texas Tech seems maybe they're pointing like, hey, we had Patrick Mahomes. But I don't know. Maybe you just go there and just – are they going to still sling it out? Are they still running the air raid? I don't.
Kind of looks like – isn't Western Kentucky, isn't that kind of what they do? Don't they run over the field pretty much?
That game was – 49, this week it was pretty good. 48-41. Yeah. Then UTSA, yeah.
I think it was 49-41. I think they won by 8, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. It probably was 8.
Did you hit your over in that Maxion game? Have a kicker?
No, it wasn't even close.
I didn't bother looking it up, but I didn't know.
NIU won outright, which I had that, but the over was not even close. Mm-hmm. Kent State couldn't score.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kent fumbled the ball.
I was just curious.
Shocker. Mac team can't score, huh?
Any other?
NIU scored 30-some.
Any other headlines?
Yeah, Jaden Hazelwood transferring from Oklahoma to Arkansas. Like, shouldn't we try to hop in on some of these transfers from Oklahoma? Isn't it surprising he's going to Arkansas, too?
They must be dropping some bags over there.
What's going on?
Walmart money, bro.
He was the number one receiver recruit in 2019, five-star, and he's going to Arkansas.
Run out of tenders, but they still got some money.
I mean, where's he from? I mean, he's from Georgia. Okay, that's weird. Yeah.
Yeah, so I kind of think it'd be weird to go to Arkansas when you have, you know.
Sam Pittman's a good recruiter.
What if Arkansas offense makes you like?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Makes you like what you're going to be a featured wide receiver.
Maybe the quarterbacks.
Didn't they have a guy that has like a ton of yards on the team?
Was it Treyon Burks or whatever?
I mean, I feel like they scored a bunch of points. They were just running the ball all the time, were they?
Every time I watch Arkansas, it just looked like they were running between the tackles and little short passes, and then the quarterback just like trucks everybody the last 20 yards and gets in.
Sam Pittman, I guess. I don't know.
Ooh, big city.
Ooh. They had a guy that had 1,100 yards this year.
Perks.
66 catches, 1,100 yards. I mean, 11 touchdowns. That seems like pretty good numbers for college.
It just feels a little frustrating.
I mean, I think
that offense versus our offense, John. Why can't we get in on one of these guys,
I just
man?
I think it's very early. I think it's very early in the transfer portal. Like, I don't know if there's a coaching tie there, like, and who recruited him.
Maybe.
I don't know the story surrounding Jaden Hazelwood and, like, you know, where, you know, again, who recruited him and where he was almost ended up out of high school. But I'm not going to freak out just yet. Again, I think the transfer portal stuff will kind of shake out in January or so.
Wanted to give a shout out here, headlines for.
Although, don't we have Cody Burns on our staff? Like, staff, isn't he?
Yeah.
Isn't he our wide receiver coach? Apparently, that's who recruited him in Auburn. So I don't know. Maybe.
What the hell?
There. I don't know.
What the hell?
I think people think that Burns will be gone. I don't think he's going to be here. I'd probably be the one coach that gets replaced from what people have said. So maybe there's something to that. Anyways, go back to headlines. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. On the program, let's dive into the NFL weekend that was. We're about 11 hours away from your Tennessee Titans getting the one seed back.
Wow, 11 hours, huh?
About 11 hours away from the Titans being the one seed.
We need it.
Going to feel good to get that
back. I just want to see the Patriots get exposed.
They're going to get exposed tonight.
They're going to win tonight. Hmm? Buffalo is so overrated, man. I don't understand. They're still the Super Bowl favorite. Josh Allen is still the MVP favorite.
You don't understand. You did the same thing all offseason. We had arguments in August about this. What do you mean?
Yes,
you don't understand.
Yes, in August. It's not August. It's December last time I checked. When are people going to start realizing?
It took you a while to realize, too. My friend. So don't start screaming about how people are overrating them. You are overrating them, too. So relax a little bit. And I don't know, are people still paying them as the class of the AFC?
Yes, again, I was watching ESPN over the weekend. They're still the Super Bowl favorite. They're still their ESPN Power Index or whatever baloney they got.
Power Index is just... Or 30% though, right?
It was a decent amount higher than everybody else, if I remember correctly. Like a good 5% higher than everybody else for a team that's not even the number one seed.
No one really cares about what the Power Index says, though, no. In my opinion. I mean, if anything, it feels like people are now either honed in on the Patriots or the Chiefs. I mean, I know the Chiefs, that offense still looks broken.
Patrick Mahomes looks broken, man. I think there's something going on there. He has the worst mechanics in the NFL. But it's not even close. Like, even Davis Mills has better mechanics. Mahomes has been able to make up for talent. I just kind of think everybody's kind of caught up to it a little bit. Because some of the throws, you're like, man, you got to quit doing that. You got to quit throwing these sidearm bullets on slant routes crossing the middle to Tyreek Hill because you know it's going to get tipped up and intercepted. It's happened how many times this year?
The one last night that I saw was just off of Tyreek's hands, right?
Like but it's still a sidearm bullet when it's like you're winning during that time. Like there's just no need for it. You don't need to force that, and he forced it.
Right now on FanDuel, the conference championship favorite is the Kansas City Chiefs at 3-1. The Bills at 4-1.
Okay.
Patriots at 5-1. Ravens at plus 650. I'll give you 10-1 on the Ravens winning the AFC. They ain't winning the damn AFC. I feel very confident about that. Titans at 8.5-1. Chargers. Go Chargers. 10-1. Bengals 17. Colts 18-1. Those are your current odds to win the conference. So at least like it does feel like the Chiefs have kind of gotten themselves back in terms of being the favorites to win the conference, although they do seem to be fighting uphill when it comes to tiebreakers because the Chiefs lost to both the Bills and the Titans. So like that does seem like that'll be kind of tough for them if they're tied with anybody. So I guess if you're the Chiefs, you feel better that maybe you're going to be coming in to the playoffs at least with one home game for winning the division?
Yeah.
You would think? You've won 5 in a row. You've gone from a team that might miss the playoffs to a team that feels pretty confident. Although I will say they do still got to play the Chargers in Los Angeles, which I don't know what type of home field advantage they're going to have. I'd imagine there'll be a lot of Chiefs fans there. But
depends what week you get the Chargers, too, since they've
– Yep. Well, the good news is they play the Chargers in 2 weeks, or the good news for the Chargers is 2 weeks. So
okay.
They'll turn around and lose to the Giants this week, and then they'll beat the Chiefs and on the 16th, which I guess is that a Thursday night game?
I think so.
That game seems way too big to be on a Thursday night this late in the season.
Thursday night's big. Why's Thursday night not big?
I mean, it's 3 days of rest.
It's better than being 4:05 where nobody's getting to watch it.
I would rather have a Sunday game. That game deserves a Sunday. I mean, it really deserves a primetime game. It's going to be for the AFC West, most likely, because the Chargers are going to have the tiebreaker over them if they sweep them. That feels like a game that should be bigger than a Thursday where we're going to run you out there on 3 days rest and you might get hurt and it's going to be a sloppy game. That's it. It just seems too big to throw on Thursday. So, the Chiefs back at the top of the AFC when it comes to odds. Although, again, I think they're going to be fighting uphill to get the first round bye. But at least they should have a home game, assuming they can finish ahead of the Chargers. Who I still can't decide if are any good or not.
They're not. I still don't think they are. Austin Eckler was trying to give this game away. He kept fumbling.
Yeah.
It's like, what is he doing? I think that was more about the Bengals, who just aren't there yet. They aren't there yet.
Bengals drop a golden opportunity. They could have been. I mean, they would have been in first place, right? I mean, they would have been 8-4 and have the tiebreaker over the Ravens. They could have been back at the top of the AFC North.
Bengals defense is just not good. Like, they're trash. I don't know if y'all watched the beginning of the game. John obviously didn't, but the whole first quarter, every single time Herbert draw back to pass, like there was receivers like 10 yards open, like not even close to the defender. Now they kind of fixed that in the second quarter, and the Chargers helped them out a little bit. But even when the Chargers like had to have the first down at the end of the game, Gotten was literally wide open on that hitch route and pretty much scored. Like when they needed to stop the Chargers, they couldn't.
We did put down the Chiefs' offense, but do we buy the Chiefs' defense? I mean, that was another pretty damn good performance.
Yeah.
Teddy Bridgewater sucks.
Back-to-back weeks, they've held teams to 9 points, though. And, I mean, the Cowboys were the team that did it to the last game. Not back-to-back weeks, but back-to-back games.
I think their defense is good.
They've been up. It's weird because, there is some, asterisks here. Second half against the Titans, they give up 0 points, I'm pretty sure, but it was 27-0 at halftime, so like the Titans weren't really trying to, and they never, you know, never forced them to have to score because it was 27-3. Give up 17 points to the Giants, 7 points to the Packers with Jordan Love, 14 points to the Raiders, 9 points to the Cowboys, 9 points to the Broncos. I mean, no matter if you are playing some backup quarterbacks, that's still pretty damn impressive in today's NFL, especially when you consider the path they were on.
Yeah, it's a complete turnaround.
And really, if you go, you know, to the Washington team, they only get 13 points to Washington. So I mean, really, out of the last like seven games, the Titans were the only ones that beat their ass, scored a bunch of points on them.
Chris Jones getting back, probably the biggest difference, man.
I think trading for Melvin Ingram's been important too. I think he's really good at stopping the run. I mean, that was a guy that, you know, Pittsburgh basically gave away for nothing, and Kansas City's like, yeah, we'll bring him here, and he'll be one of our best defensive players. They started changing, like, you know, their safety covers a little bit more and had Sorensen off the field. I did see he had a pick six last night. Yeah. But
good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him. The guy's just getting thrown under the bus all year, man. Yeah.
That is what he's selling.
Chris Bessie, this guy sucked all year. Good for him to actually have something go good for him. It has to feel good. Yeah. But, you know, the rest of the season they play the Raiders, Chargers, Steelers, Bengals, and Broncos. So it's not they play too many good offenses the rest of the year, so you know Kansas City's defense might come in as one of their strengths of the team when they get to the playoffs.
Is this a formula, though, they could win another Super Bowl with? Like, they could get to the Super Bowl, because AFC is wide open, but then again, it's like, man, the offense has to turn it on for them to go all the way, right? For them to reach the point where we think they can.
Mm-hmm. I would think so. I mean, of course, if the defense is actually legit and only going to give up 12 points a game the last handful of weeks, then
they'll be fine.
They'll be okay. Now, I don't know how many good offenses they've done against.
To say Broncos offense, man, that was just pitiful.
But the Raiders, they held to 14. That's really? A Raiders offense that can move the ball a little
is
bit.
Is it, though? They did it on Thanksgiving.
What about the so-called best offense in the NFL?
Say it again?
The so-called best offense in the NFL that scored 9 points.
Injuries.
Not taking that? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Three or four of your best offensive players out in that game doesn't help. But, I mean, really, though, the Raiders aren't a good team. You saw what the Raiders did yesterday. They could barely score.
As Cam said, they did hold the Cowboys to 9 points. And, I mean, who are the best three or four guys that were out of that game? I mean,
Lamb, Cooper.
Lamb played the game.
He got knocked out.
I mean, he's still playing at halftime, right?
Yeah, we're still in the game at halftime.
He had three points at halftime.
Could have used him in the second half.
Sure, but you had 3 points, though.
I'm not arguing this game from 2 weeks
ago. Well, I'm just saying, like, no.
We're not arguing about the game. We're talking about their defense.
Defensive performance. I mean, who else besides Cooper was out?
Zeke was banged up. He's been banged up.
But he was playing.
He played, though.
He's still banged up.
He's hurt. He just told us everybody was out.
He's hurt.
Everyone's banged up at this point. It's the NFL.
Especially running backs. Sounds like Pollard and Cooper were still there. Lamb still played the game, the start. So
Cooper didn't. Cooper was out with COVID. That was he was out the entire game, but everyone else played.
Tyron Smith was out the whole entire game.
Yeah. Well, he said he's always out now, and I don't know.
Yeah, he's quite the weapon.
So two of the guys were out. I'm just saying, like, again, I'm not arguing about that game. I'm just saying their defense has played pretty well the last handful of weeks, and maybe it's legitimate. Maybe we buy it. I don't know. They seem to at least have their confidence back. I will say that.
I think that's big. I think confidence is it helps. It helps, especially when your defense is opportunistic, and that's kind of like your niche. So
it does seem weird, though, that you have to rely on their defense because you don't have any faith in their offense. Their offense, again, last night scored, 16 points?
Mahomes didn't even throw for over 200 yards.
Broncos got a good defense, but, man, like, those are bad numbers at home for that Chiefs team who, you know, for as good as their defense has looked the last couple weeks, really only the Las Vegas game was the only time their offense has clicked.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't know what I think about them. I'm still not. I don't want to play them in the playoffs from the Titans just because Mahomes terrifies you, but they seem like a pretty beaten team. Anything else from yesterday I missed? Vikings, what a collapse.
Them and the Niners,
what a terrible. What the hell are they doing that last defensive drive?
I don't know.
Let Jared Goff go a minute, down the field in a minute 30 and no timeouts.
It's too easy, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that game deciding touchdown, like, what the hell are the defensive backs doing? They were
Shout out Xavier Woods, former Dallas Cowboy. Knew him too well.
Were they guarding the back of the end zone? Do they think the back of the end zone was where they needed to go? Because, like, the guy just went to the front and turned around and caught the ball.
I don't know.
I couldn't tell you.
It's the simplest game deciding touchdown I've ever seen. Like, again, I understand you have eight defensive backs, and then you want to guard like the end zone, but like not the back of it. You got to guard the front of it.
You should sit at the line a little bit.
Yeah. If you got eight guys, put four in the front, four in the back. Let's go. Like, it seems simple to me. And St. Brown, turn around, just walk in and cut the ball and sit down. Yeah. Like, it was.
Did you see, though, Detroit try to blow this game? Did you see them go for it on fourth and one from their own 30?
Yeah.
No.
I like the call. I like it. Why not? Why not? Go win the game.
It's awful.
Go win the game.
Minnesota's
it. They were trying to win the game.
So is that what happened with about 3.5 minutes left or so? Yeah. It's like, stop.
Yeah.
Minnesota scored and to take the lead?
Yeah. But, yeah, they were up 3,
respected
right?
that. You're playing. You're 0-11.
We're in a play-action bootleg.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't like the call. I don't like the call, but, like, the decision, I didn't have an issue with the decision. Like, you're playing, you have nothing to play for, really, outside of just trying to get a win at all costs. So, yeah, 4-for-1, if you can't get a yard, and sometimes you don't deserve to win.
I could not be a GM. I could not be a GM, because after today, this morning, I would have Mike Zimmer already fired. He would already have his stuff packed, walking out the door after this kind of loss. Because, let's not forget...
This is the fourth time we've said that about this year, about Mike Zimmer this
year. I know, but, and it's like, then they'll find a way to win next week, and he keeps his job. It's just literally how it keeps going. But, like, come on. Isn't he a defensive coach? Yeah. Like, he's a defensive guy. And their defense is awful. Their defense has been awful all year. Made Jared Goff look good. Like, unbelievable.
Thursday night, Vikings-Steelers.
Jeez.
I mean, it's a really important game, I guess. Yeah. Like, both teams going to win. The Steelers are alive now. The Vikings, oh, man, they could have been back to 6-6. They could have had a chance to, like, you know, kind of.
They're done. I think they're done.
I think we've said that about them four times this year. They seem like they bounce back in these situations, and they're probably going
to
win on Thursday.
Would you lose to the Lions, though? Come on. Come on, John.
I'm with you.
Lions were a tough loss.
I understand. I
mean, it's as bad as it gets.
I understand. I just said I feel like we've had the same discussion about Zimmer and the Vikings four times, and they turn around and they'll win on the road, and they'll be right back in it at 6-7 and probably have a damn playoff spot. Because, again, the NFC is so bad that's why they haven't fired Zimmer, that they're still
it's alive.
Where are they? They're probably the 8th seed right now, the 9th seed, I guess.
Yeah.
Got a matchup between the team that lost the Lions and the team that tied the Lions.
That's true. Thursday night football.
Is it me, or is the prime games this year, like, sucked? Like, all of them have sucked.
Well, early in the year, it was awesome. Remember, we had, like, a good 8 weeks in a row of close games.
Yeah, we had, like, 4 straight weeks of, like, every
the last few weeks, they've all possessed.
Yeah, last couple weeks have been kind of... I mean, Seattle, I mean, Washington
Cowboys game,
was pretty good,
like,
Monday night.
That game was terrible. The Cowboys game this past week was terrible.
It was pretty boring.
The game last night, boring. If you go back, like, the primetime Thursday night game last week was Bill Saints.
Yeah, it was Thanksgiving. I mean, the Cowboys-Raiders was good, though.
Browns-Ravens was Sunday night.
That was a close game, too. It was ugly, though. I mean, like, it's...
That's the really what I'm saying. They're all ugly.
Yeah.
Patriots-Falcons.
Yeah. It has been on a little bit of a cold streak. I think we're going to get a good one tonight, though. Although, apparently, Foster writes in saying that they're expecting wind gusts of up to 60 miles an hour for the game. I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, jeez.
Yep.
Okay.
60-mile-an-hour winds, which I guess bodes well for Josh Allen with his arm strength, I guess. Yeah, or maybe it bodes well just for New England to try to run the ball down their throat.
I'd say probably New England. Bills can't really run the football.
New England kicks a lot of field goals, though.
That is true. Yeah. So maybe Nick Folk won't be able to be as automatic as he has been.
Oof.
If you're Philadelphia, what are you doing? You going back to Gardner Minshew?
Hell yeah.
Are you going back to Jalen Hurts or staying with Gardner?
Minshew's kind of like the perfect fit. He doesn't turn the ball over. He doesn't do anything. Check downs.
Just be slanging.
It's pretty cool to see him with his dad after the game. Did you guys see that? The video of him in the parking lot.
I just can't take that guy serious when he's wearing Top Gun outfits. Like, what are we doing
here? I love it.
It's like, okay, Gardner, it's kind of cute and funny at first. Like, how old are you, man?
I rock
with it's like, you're not 16, 17. Hey, you're not in college. This isn't
you're never too old to enjoy something.
He's not like 25. He's not that old.
But, you know, this is also like, it's like, oh, yeah, he's a good quarterback. He won the game. But it's also like, this is why he'll never be a starter in the NFL.
Because okay.
You got to wear a jacket like
relax,
that.
Relax, Colin Cowherd.
Well, it is true. Come on.
Gets the team loose. He was balling. He finally unlocked Dallas Goddard. Sorry.
That week away from football really
I got PTSD from my fantasy team and how he let me down all year. And then after I'm eliminating everything, he starts catching the ball.
Yeah, that was good. Thank you for helping me out this week.
Yeah,
that win.
You're,
that was nice
welcome. My team probably scored some damn points, but as after I was eliminated in every one of my leagues.
Miles Sanders also had a good game.
Yeah.
Eli hasn't scored a touchdown since December of last year. He still hasn't.
Well, they wouldn't give him the ball.
He had 120-some yards yesterday. I mean, he was balling. Give the ball to Kenneth Gainwell on the goal line, though. My God.
I feel like my team really balled out, and I go check. It's only scored 118 points. Did win, though, but this team still
sucks. My team scored like 60.
Oh, you jinxed your team. I already count your
championship. I knew I was going to lose this week.
Already count your championship money and jinxed your team. So you're staying with Gardner, or are you going to Hurts?
Gardner.
It'd be hard to bench him after last week, but I feel like they'll go back to Jalen. But I don't know why. It's not like they have a huge investment in him.
Who do they got covered up?
They're getting ready to hit like their all-conference play, right? I mean, the Eagles are 6-7. They got a playoff spot right now. And, I mean, they're getting ready to – don't they start playing the NFC East now? Washington Giants, Washington Cowboys.
They have a bye week next week. So. Okay.
Bye, and then you finish up with four division games? Got to be feeling pretty good about yourself. All of a sudden, you might have a little race in the NFC East.
I knew it was coming. I was waiting on you to say it.
Running.
Might have a little race in it.
Waiting on you to say it.
That Washington Eagles game coming out of the bye week will be pretty big.
The Washington Dallas game this Sunday, my friend, is going to be pretty big. Wouldn't you say?
Washington's got a big stretch just in general. Like, they have all division games left.
Division games in the season.
I don't think Washington's very good.
I don't either.
After watching that game yesterday, they did not.
No rig. Just end it. It's a pick six.
They won two games in a row by the same score.
17-15.
A weird score to win two games in a row by that.
Did beat the Bucks, though. Did beat the Bucks. They got one legitimate win on there.
Yeah.
You scared?
No.
Not even a little bit?
No. I mean, that Vegas team did beat the Cowboys team. No.
What's the spread on that game? Cowboys favored by...
Opened up at five, Washington. Down to 4.5 now.
Is it at home?
Then Washington.
In Washington, yeah. Oh.
That'd be a bad loss for the Cowboys. After you laughed. I haven't heard of Taylor Heineke laugh in a while.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the guy still is not very good. Come on.
You scoffed. You made fun of me for picking Washington.
Comparing himself to Brett Favre.
He thought it was insane that I thought he would start a game this year.
Yeah.
Comparing himself to Brett
Laughed
Favre.
Laughed at me to say Taylor. Washington had a chance in that division before the year. Laughed, scoffed, and they were 2-6. I just haven't heard a lot of laughing lately.
I said they were going to win. I sat here and said this Friday.
No, that's fine.
Again, it'd been a little nice if lost by 1 point and still got that spread cover. But
your 1 week, doesn't really cancel out your entire offseason of laughing about Washington because all of a sudden here they are.
Dallas
wins this game. What is that, 3-game lead into the final four games?
Is Washington – have they fixed their defense? Is that legitimate or is it just like they – because they held Tampa to 19 points.
Yeah, it's looked a lot better. It's looked a lot better.
15 back-to-back weeks against the Seahawks and Raiders, who have very up-and-down offenses that aren't very good anymore. But, like, is their defense actually fixed? Because it was terrible at the beginning of the year, much like the Chiefs. But
yeah. I mean, like, even if you kind of go back before the bye week, Broncos scored 17. Beat them. It was just the offense was mainly the problem. Yeah. And then even the Packers game, Packers only scored 24, which, I mean, it's a solid score. But
that game, too, if they had the ball in the red zone the entire game.
Yep.
Score.
So, yeah, outside of the first, like, it looks like 6 weeks or so. The defense looks like it's gotten better. I mean, the bye week, it seems like they had some sort of a turnaround, at least to an extent.
I don't know. I'm not going to say that, like, losing Chase Young helped. I'm not going to say that, but maybe the defense...
They had to get more creative or something to make up for it.
Either that or just have guys that are actually, like, maybe, I don't know if they're trying to put Chase Young doing too much, and now they just puts a guy in there's like, hey, go rush the passer, and we'll play a little bit different of a defense. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't watched enough Washington to say. But they won four in a row, and now all of a sudden they have a playoff spot. Hell, they might get three in a
They control their own destiny, don't they, pretty much?
They control their own destiny in the division. If they win out, they'll be 11-6 and have the tiebreaker over the Cowboys and give the Cowboys two extra losses. And if the Cowboys lose twice to them, they can only finish 11-6 as well, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think Washington's running the table by any means, but they do control their own destiny. That's true. That's a wild statement.
Yeah.
They got four games against the Cowboys and the Eagles coming up in the next, 4 weeks?
4 weeks, yeah.
That's absurd.
That's so ridiculous.
It's fun, though, if you're watching.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be the most stressful month of your life as a sports fan if you're Washington.
Yeah, because those Eagle games, just as important as you said, with the wild card.
The Eagles, the Eagles are really important for the wild card. Or, if you beat the Cowboys on Sunday, you have to turn around and beat the Eagles the next week, too.
Man, the Eagles have to feel so bad that they lost that Giants game.
Yep. Eagles could be right there at 7-6. We could actually had a real tight. Yeah. NFC. That would be a wild division race had the Eagles not lost that game when they were 7-6.
Jeez.
Level of confidence that you hold on to win the division on a scale of 1 to 10? Like an 8.5, 9?
9. Yeah, 9.
Okay.
Come on.
So really like a 7.
It's a 9. It's a little bit like a 7. That was a very nervous laugh. The offense, a little shaky, but hey, by the way, still getting healthier too. Still getting guys back for that.
Who?
Randy Gregory.
I thought you meant on offense. Okay.
No, defense. Best pass rusher. Gallimore has been hurt all year. Defensive tackle, get him back.
Sounds like a 6.5, actually.
It's going down the more he talks.
Randy Gregory, you're going to come save the day. Okay, 6.5.
Do you think we need to bench Zeke? Do that. That would be like bump it up to a 10.
Against the Saints, he could have been healthy. Could have had a whole extra. Could have had basically, what, 17 days off?
Yeah. Would have been smart, huh?
Unlucky.
Anything else you want to know about the NFL?
Let's see. Did I miss anything? Ravens finally lose.
Falcons? Cam? Impressions on the Falcons game?
They stink.
No issues with it. It was Tampa
Bay. They were in there. They were only down by 3 at halftime.
Yeah, we can't.
Pick six was kind of
funny. That was funny. That brought me joy. That made me happy going in the half.
Still didn't get the cover, though.
Yeah. Should have the backdoor cover. Gage dropped a touchdown like as the time expired at the end. Right. Yeah.
That was tough.
Yeah, they drove right down the field. And that's fine. No issues. It's Tom Brady. We just can't.
Cardinals keep winning.
Yep.
Never going to lose, I guess.
Kyler looked fine coming back. Still the Bears, but still, it's good to get him back out there.
My question, though, is like, what the hell is he doing out there? Like, if there was any game for him not to come back, it'd be that game in a rainy, ugly mess against a decent defense.
You wanted to give him some work before the Rams game. Wanted to give him a little work before the Rams game. You don't want him going into the Rams game rusty.
They can go ahead and close the door on the division if they win that one.
Yeah.
Didn't he only throw it like 12 times or something like that? He threw it 8 times in the first half, I think.
He threw 150 yards. He threw 11 of 15.
They didn't have to do much, yeah.
Did scramble around a little bit, though. I had, like, what, 5 carries?
Good touchdown, rushing.
2 touchdowns rushing.
Oh, you did? Yep.
Tonight, we'll recap and put a bow and end week 13 of the NFL season as we get ready for the home stretch. We got big matchup between division rivals Bill Belichick and the Patriots against Josh Allen and the Bills. And FanDuel Sportsbook wants to make it even bigger. New customers can get 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you could take $5 and turn it into $150 when you bet on either team to win. I like the Bills tonight.
Same.
Really the only road game that Mac Jones will have had in the NFL.
Give in. The Patriots are back, John. Just give in. Mac Jones, by the way, undefeated on the road.
Give in?
Undefeated
I've been
on the
telling
road.
You all offseason the Patriots are back.
And just why are you still trying to hold it back? You keep trying to hold it back.
Because I don't think they're going to win in Buffalo. Now, if you tell me like in 2 or 3 weeks that when they play in New England that the Patriots win, I'll believe you. I don't think they win tonight in Buffalo. I don't think Mac Jones is going on the road in prime time when he's, again, his toughest road game has been the Chargers. Mm-hmm. The easiest place in the NFL to play if you have a big fan base. I don't think he's going into Buffalo and winning this game. That's it. Tell me the Patriots are back. I'm fighting. I told you the Patriots are back. I told you the Bills were overrated. FanDuel Sportsbook is betting made simple. They're always hooking you up with great offers. Just one of the reasons why they are the number one rated sportsbook app in America. And when you win, you can get paid in as little as 2 hours. If you're already a FanDuel Sportsbook user, all customers can get hooked up with $50 when you refer a friend. Your friend, they get $50 too. See for yourself. Wow, FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Sign up with the promo code TALKSPORTS before tonight's Monday night matchup and win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember, use the promo code TALKSPORTS so they know that we sent you exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only, $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus of $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt, if I can read. My goodness. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem. Call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789. Cam sent us to break his talk sports on Fan Run Radio. You said you had a college football stat for me, Draven.
I did indeed.
Let's hear it.
So there has been 17 different coaches who have won a national championship in the past century. 11 of those 17 have, or at least 17 schools that have reached a national championship. 11 of those 17 schools have now had a coaching change in the last 12 months.
So Tennessee gets included on that. Nice.
Hey.
Good for us. I mean, yeah, like, you could probably do something similar if it's like top 20 all time in wins, because, I mean, I think a lot of those schools are maybe top 20 in wins since like a certain date or something. I mean, a lot of big time programs have had to make coaching changes. How do we feel now that we're here at the college football playoff? Alabama Cincinnati, Cam, you told us all year Cincinnati deserves a spot. You think they got a chance, or are you going to, like, cop out and say, oh, they're going to play Alabama, it's tough, they could beat Michigan, maybe?
Well, I do think it's the worst matchup for them. Like, I think that's just how their team's designed. Like, this does – it is unfortunate. But, no, I'm glad they got the spot. I think they earned the spot. Give them the spot. I mean, we've seen that traditionally in the playoff games, first-round games are blowouts anyways. So yeah. Why not give somebody else a chance to maybe not get blown out?
So are you buying their chances of having a chance to be in the game, or
– yeah. Yeah, why not? They have a really good secondary. They have an NFL-level secondary. I hate that Mechie's out because the film in this game is going to be fantastic for, like, watching the corner-receiver matchups. I'm really intrigued by that.
Is this like a parody you guys are putting on right now? Is this a joke?
Right now, Draven, I'm telling you, I will blindly take whatever the spread is for Cincinnati.
I mean, 14?
You know, I don't know what it is. What is
14?
It?
14.
You didn't see the spread yesterday?
No, I didn't see it. What is it, 14?
Yeah.
14 and a half or 14?
I thought it was just 14. I thought it was 14.
Okay,
Cincinnati, what's 14?
Like, no, like, I'm like, they're going to have a cornerback that's arguably going to be taken in the first round. Their safeties are good. They're going to have their secondary is going to get drafted. Like, this is an NFL over secondary. Alabama's got the big-time receivers. Of course, across the board, Alabama's got more talent. Like, that's, I don't think anybody can argue or dispute that. But, I mean, when Cincinnati seems like they have their head in the game, they play well. Like, I think they can hang around. I mean, they have talent.
Draven?
If Auburn can hang around with Alabama, Cincinnati can hang around with Alabama.
Pretty much everything you said in that. This is a playoff
game. What was wrong there?
Alabama's not playing Auburn in a playoff game back in that Iron Bowl. This is a playoff game. I mean, this is
okay.
I think they're going to be a little bit more amped up with a month of preparation for this game where they had a week preparation for Auburn. That's not the same
situation. Cincinnati's going to be more amped up too?
Alabama's going to kill him, man. Are you kidding me? Like, the only argument, yeah, Cincinnati's secondary is good. And Georgia, if there was a weakness on the defense, it probably was their secondary. We could probably agree with that. They had a lot of different guys, new guys in there, but come on.
We mostly talked about Georgia's front seven.
Exactly, really. And Bryce Young kind of exposed that secondary a little bit, but, like, you could tell me they have an elite top 10 draft corner, whatever. That's one guy, Cam. That's one guy. They can move the ball.
One guy helps.
And then I don't think Cincinnati can score. Cincinnati's offense is not that great. Desmond Ridder's not that great.
That Bama defense has been elite all year.
Elite. Doesn't mean they're not going to stop Cincinnati. I mean, come on.
I think Cincinnati's offense is just as good as Georgia's offense.
Yeah, I don't see.
They don't have the guys up front to kind of pound the
football. No, offensive line is worse than the offensive line last year. I will give you that, but I mean, there's ways to scheme around that, and I think they've done a good job of doing that.
Yeah, give the ball out quick. Tight ends.
The running back's really good. Ford's a stud. Yeah.
I know what you guys are doing. You guys are just saying all this because you hope. Just hope.
I'm not saying they're
from your core.
I didn't say Cincinnati's winning the game. I think they can hang around.
I get it. You guys really just want Cincinnati to give Alabama a game. I get it. You don't have to say all this nonsense, though. You don't have to pretend that you think they're going to cover and all this when we all know they're not.
They're going to cover.
I mean, so if it was somebody else, would you not want them to give Alabama a game? Do you not want to see good football games?
I do. I want to see a good football game, but it doesn't mean I'm going to just let that completely take away my sports knowledge and realization that this is going to be a blowout like it always is. Like you said, it's always.
Right. Just like the Georgia-Alabama game was going to be with Georgia. Yeah, absolutely.
You blow out Georgia by 17. How bad are you going to beat Cincinnati? I don't know. I don't know.
I feel like you just said the same thing last week about these were replaced, like how Alabama replaced, you know, got dominated up front by Auburn and they can't compete against Georgia.
Exactly.
You did say the exact same thing. I mean, Alabama's beating Cincinnati.
Yeah, I'm not disputing that.
They're killing them. Three scores. But hey, good for Cincinnati. They went undefeated in the AAC, and they made the playoffs. Maybe finally we can hear this complaining stop about these little teams not getting in.
Did you say earlier that you wanted the 12-team playoff?
I could hear idiots like you two quit yelling in my ear about how these group five teams and these little teams that don't play nobody deserve to get in the playoffs. Maybe we can finally just
Didn't you say earlier today that you wanted the 12-team playoff?
Maybe finally. I do. Not because I don't want Cincinnati in or these group five teams. I do because I'm going to pull up what it looks like. Could be a potential lot of good rematches. Be a lot better matchups than watching Bama kill Cincinnati, watching, you know, Michigan get killed by Georgia.
If you're complaining about Bama and Cincinnati, I mean, we've seen so many blowouts in the semifinals.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand
like,
what the difference is. What's the difference here? You're just mad that they got to play in the AAC.
Let's look at expanded playoffs. Potentially, if Alabama being the one seed, they would play the 8-9, which would be Ole Miss, Oklahoma State. I'd much rather watch Ole Miss play Alabama in a rematch.
Oh, you love watch. Okay.
What was the score of that regular season game?
It was a blowout. Convert a couple fourth downs, maybe it's not a blowout.
Okay, you set up almost any game. Yeah, if you don't punt on 4-for-9 here, but you converted it, yeah, you could have won that game. Absolutely.
I would much rather see that than Cincinnati, Alabama.
You'd rather see another blowout.
Them again.
You'd rather, okay.
I disagree with Ole Miss. I think Cincinnati's better than Ole Miss.
What about this? What about Ohio State playing Utah? The winner of that plays Georgia.
Oh my gosh, Utah.
No thanks. You just said the bowl game sucked. This just sounds like a lower. You can tell me that's any type of. You could replace that and make me convinced. Is that a bowl game matchup?
You say that's the Outback Bowl, and I'd be like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
You gonna try to sell me on Iowa versus Kentucky next?
You guys have fun with your little 14 playoff. I used to be like you.
I just want two.
I used to disagree.
I would rather just skip the middleman. Let's just play Alabama versus Michigan now.
It'd be Alabama, Georgia.
Georgia, you missed your chance. How much better would that have been this weekend?
Alabama, Michigan?
That had Alabama, Georgia actually been an elimination game. Because, I mean, Georgia went through that. That game didn't mean anything to Georgia.
Yeah. Yes, it did.
No, they were in regardless.
That's so ridiculous. I heard that earlier on the Blitz. It didn't mean nothing for Georgia. Oh, just the whole fact that they've been called choke artists their whole, like, last 20, 30 years of existence.
They were in regardless.
Like, that's not important. The fact that they could never get over Nick Saban in Alabama, and finally they had a chance to do this, that's not important. Just being able to say, hey, if we take out Alabama, we're going to play Michigan, Cincinnati, and maybe Notre Dame. You would go ahead and etch their name in as a national champion if that was the case, if they would have went ahead and won the SEC championship game. Do not tell me it was more important.
Yeah, they would have been able to beat a team better than them.
Alabama would have lost. They would have had a chance to win a national championship. Georgia lost. They still have a chance to play for a national championship. It means more to Alabama.
Yeah. But like I said, if it was those four teams, nobody would have any doubts Georgia could get in. Well, now it's like,
they would beat Alabama.
Probably gonna get it. They're probably going
to
win it.
But they're still going to have to play Michigan one way or the other. But, like, again.
That's fine. I mean, exactly.
If they lost, which they did, they would have been one of the Final Four. If they won, they would have been one of the Final Four. Like, Alabama, on the other hand, if they lose, they're out. Like, it meant more to Alabama just by definition.
Okay. Yeah. Well.
Like, Alabama's season would have been over. All those players would have been getting ready for the NFL draft.
I'd have made the case Alabama still get in, but
Alabama wouldn't have got in losing that game.
Should, but probably not.
They would have got close with Oklahoma State losing, honestly.
It's true. Like, Oklahoma State would have made it interesting. I mean, yeah. I mean,
like, them versus Notre Dame is.
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
yeah.
I think you'd take Alabama.
Probably, but I don't think they would have, but you probably should have.
I think the only reason
I think Baylor would have gotten in over Alabama. Just because.
Yeah.
You would have had to put Baylor in, or just. I mean, no one would have thought that Baylor was better than Alabama, but, like, you would have had to reward the team that actually won their game versus a team that.
And I think they wouldn't have been able to put them in because they would have to put them in at 4, and Georgia would have been at 1, and you can't do the rematch first round. So I think it's almost by default.
We're gonna have the damn rematch.
Well, yeah, but you can't do it first round. It's like,
I know, but it's just like, you're going to, it's
inevitable. Last thing, have the resume conversation that Alabama has best win. Like, they don't even have a Clemson that they beat. They just would have beaten
Ole Miss. That's it.
Mississippi State.
Yeah.
Auburn, a 6-6 Auburn team. Like, it would have been a lot tougher to put a 2-loss Alabama team in, although, hell, who knows. So you don't think Michigan can beat Georgia?
No.
I think they can.
All they can do is run the football, and you can't really – you got
to
have a –
it's going to be hard.
The reason Alabama
them.
Won is because Bryce Young was unbelievable, man. He was dynamic. He was the Heisman winner That's the only way you can beat a really good defense. That's what makes the difference, is a quarterback who can make the plays that aren't typically made, that can go off script, run around in the backfield. And that's what he was doing, man. He was awesome. He was awesome Saturday.
Man, I don't really know if Georgia can score Michigan, though.
I wouldn't be concerned. Good, I mean, man. We talked about defense is good. Bennett not being good enough to win a national championship.
Sucks,
I mean, that was
man.
That was so true in the SEC championship game. Man, he was awful. Yeah, some of just the miscues. Like, I mean, just little checkdowns in the flat. He wasn't even completing. It was still just not on the same page.
Georgia went from feeling unbeatable, on top of the world, to now they have a quarterback controversy.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
you see the tweet earlier from Harrison Bailey?
No.
He said, can't wait to something about being in his new home, and the location is Athens, Georgia.
Yeah.
Of the tweet.
Is that Harrison Bailey or Maurer? I don't even. I saw somebody.
I think it was
good.
Bailey.
Yeah, Bailey. Okay. I mean, I yeah.
They'll continue to not have a quarterback.
Go to Georgia State. Like, that's close enough to
to Athens. Eh?
Close enough.
Well, I don't know why you would be in Athens other than visiting Georgia.
I mean,
there's nothing else there.
Maybe he transfer there, but, like, he's not going to beat anybody out. Kids ain't good.
Yeah, he's not.
He sucks.
And if he is, like, it'll just be another JT Daniels that is there, and you're like, oh, this guy's supposed to be good, and he's not good, and he's going to get benched. I don't know how you feel if you're a Georgia fan about your offense right now. You know, you see, like, their message board meltdowns during the game where they're like, you got to go to JT Daniels. Because it's the same type of thing they've had a problem with, where they keep trying to beat up on teams all year with defense, and then they get to the playoff and or play Alabama mostly, and they have to have a quarterback that can make plays and score points, and Jake Fromm couldn't do it, and Stetson Bennett couldn't do it, and you got to beat Alabama, man. Maybe they could have. Maybe they can beat Michigan with Stetson Bennett. I don't know, but like, I guarantee you, when they play in the rematch, Georgia ain't going to be 6.5-point favorites in the championship. I guarantee you that ain't going to be the case. Maybe Georgia needs what Alabama needed, though. Maybe they needed to be humbled and needed to be able to play the nobody believes in us card. Because I guarantee you Nick Saban was using that all week.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they're 6-point underdogs. They've said you don't belong here. You guys suck. I was going to even show up. Some people, some guy up in Knoxville saying you're soft. They're calling you Alabama soft. Hour 2 in the books. We'll kick off hour 3 with headlines. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.